As the year draws to a close, we're checking back on some stories that we heard a lot about a while ago, but less so in recent days. Today's question, whatever happened to piracy, especially the ship hijackings and hostage takings carried out by Somali pirates in the Gulf of Aden? Once again, we've called upon Dr. J. Peter Pham of the National Committee on American Foreign Policy in New York. Welcome to the program once again.
Pleasure to be with you, Robert.
And in a nutshell, did the apparent spike in piracy that you talked to us about back in November 2008, did it just keep on climbing, or has there been any detectable change?
Well, there have been some changes in the area of operation and the modus operandi of the pirates, but actually the number of attacks has increased. Last year, there were 111 attacks in the waters off of Somalia. This year, we are on the last days of the year, but we've recorded 210 attacks in the same waters. Last year, 40 ships were seized. This year, 44 have been seized so far.
This past April, there was, of course, the very newsworthy hijacking of the U.S. cargo ship, the Maersk Alabama, and the rescue of the crew by the U.S. Navy. An attack on the same ship was repulsed just last month, so that suggests the threats persist. Does the action by the Navy stand alone in that case, or have there been more exchanges like that?
Well, there's been an unprecedented multilateral deployment of navies at any given moment in the last 12 months. There have been somewhere in the order of three dozen naval warships from three combined task forces, the Combined Task Force 151, which is U.S.-led, the NATO task force, the European Union task force, Operation Atalanta, as well as a number of countries like Russia, China, South Korea, and others operating independently. And they've had some good effect. But unfortunately, the Gulf of Aden is a limited body of water, and the pirates simply moved to the Somali base in the western Indian Ocean. Here we're talking about 2 million nautical miles. And so they're striking an area that's just simply way too large to be patrolled, and it's going to increase, I suspect, in the coming months.
Well, have the encounters with the navies, have they left any deterrent message with the pirates? Is it worth tangling with the Navy out there in the Somali basin?
Unfortunately, and I hate to rain on the parades of the world's navies, but they haven't sent an unambiguous message. Since August of 2008 to mid-December 2009, the combined navies of the world have stopped 706 pirates. Of these 706, 11 were killed in the altercations with the navies. 411, however, were simply catch and release because the various countries of the world can't agree on rules for prosecution. And so the pirates look at this and say the chances of actually being caught and actually having to suffer some legal penalty, 46 convicted out of 706 stopped, your chances are pretty slim.
Is it possible to imagine this degree of pirate activity off the coast of Somalia without access to land bases in Somalia? That is it the fact of the failed state that permits all this to thrive?
Piracy throughout history, Robert, has been a crime of opportunity. It requires a lack of governance. Without land bases, pirates can't operate. On the other hand, pirates are also capable of adapting. Recently, we have very credible intelligence that some of the pirate motherships are now operating off Yemen, a country that is effectively sliding into failed state status, and they're also operating off those areas as well.
Peter Pham, Senior Fellow and Africa Project Director at the National Committee on American Foreign Policy in New York, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Pleasure to be with you.